tune in and listen. Dripping the mic on Sunday nights, presenting you with 2020 visions. So join us this day and every Sunday night with the Mirror the Songstress on Blog Talk Radio, a for sure way to start your week off right. 2020 visions on Drip the Mic.
Sunday. Yes, we made it back in here another Sunday. Yeah, I'm still all crooked. Look at my necklace. Jeez. I'm so crooked. Everything is crooked. You guys, you have to forgive my tardiness. I've been tardy today. Technical difficulties in all kinds of levels. Look at that. That's not working. Excuse me, y'all. Let me fix this chain. Still, what the hell? It's still crazy, y'all. How y'all doing? Happy Sunday. Welcome to 2020 Vision. Give us a hand clap. Excuse my tardiness. I hope you guys are here with me. I can't, you know what, this is like, it's not, help somebody. It's not working. I ain't taking nobody off the camera. It is what it is at this point. So, you guys, I am so excited today. Today is all about me. One of those shows. Yay. One of those shows. It's all about me. Oh, my God. Everything is everything. All right. Oh, God, you guys, I know you're going to get all of this in the case. What do we do? What do we do? It's called being short-staffed is what it is. It's called being very short-staffed. There we go. All right. We're still getting things together. You know, y'all have to see the behind the scenes. No, that's – we can't put the pen on the air. Like, good Lord. All right. Y'all chime in and let me know if this thing is working out. You know, I mean, okay. That's a little better, maybe. Anyway, so welcome to 2020 Vision. It's all about me today. I'm doing my 10-year music review, and I hope a lot of you guys are chimed in. I hope some of my favorite producers are chimed in so we can, you know, go through this together. Yeah, all about me. But first, I do want to shout out Pisces. All the Pisces birthdays. There are a lot of Pisces birthdays. Me, first of all, and my love of my life, Eli Bruce. Oh, my God, my baby. He turned 6 years old. Shout out to you, Eli. And then Robert Green at 102.6, The Situation in Atlanta. I think it's his birthday today. Pisces, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up? We got a lot of Pisces birthday. I believe Cash Dow, her birthday, or what? Yeah, Cash Dow, her birthday. It's coming up. It's coming up. It's coming up. So a lot of Pisces birthday. Shout out to the Pisces, Pisces season, baby. And, yeah, I don't think I'm going to do any major commentary today, but I do want to get into another shout-out. You know, I had a good time in Vegas, had a wonderful time in Vegas. I got a chance to perform at Tuesday Blend, so shout-out to Tuesday Blend. Shout-out to you, Tuesday Blend. They do it once a month. In Vegas every Tuesday, or once a month on Tuesday, the first Tuesday, once a month on the first Tuesday of every month, Tuesday Blend, they have performances. They have a showcase where they showcase dancers and artists, up and comers, as well as artists that's been about this thing, doing this thing for a while. And I think this thing has been going on for about 10 years. It started out with all of the dancers on the Vegas Strip, and then it kind of evolved into just a showcase for performers, period. So shout out to the Junction Complex, to Ness and the rest of the gang over there. Shout out to you all, and thank you for having me. They had me. They featured me last Tuesday. I think that was March 2nd on Tuesday, and I went out there and I was able to do my thing. They showed a lot of love, so thank you so much. Check out Tuesday Blend. You can also go to Tuesday Blend on Instagram, and you'll check them out and see what it's all about. And then I also want to shout out Wasa's Boutique. She, you know, she's been styling me for a few of my photo shoots. She actually styled me for the cover, the artwork for the single Everything. So that's her gear that I'm wearing. I have on a white leather and fur jacket, and I have on this like a dress all at the same time. I mean, she's bad. She designs, she hand stitches everything. She designs everything. She is custom. Everything in her store is custom. It's beautiful. And Wasa's Boutique and Lounge, shout you out in Vegas. What's that, Town Center Mall? You can find Wasa's Boutique right across the street from Blue Martini. So shout out to you. I was actually able to model some of her garments while I was there. It was a beautiful fashion show slash blues jazz concert. It was wonderful. She does it very, very classy. So I was very proud to participate in that. So without further ado, let me show that video all about Vegas. Check it out.
Can't wait too far to turn back now. Something in me telling me keep going. I was always taught I can't back down. Finish what I start is all I know. Got some people who've been doubting me since day one. They see me walking off a cliff and wouldn't say nothing. When I'm leading them, ain't none of them around. Keep that energy when you think that I'm down. When I'm way up. Fly with me, fly with me. Kiss the sky with me, fly with me. Kiss the sky with me. Don't use excuses, they tend to be useless. And nothing confused with you just being lazy instead of just doing what you gotta do. Some people who've been doubting me since day one. See me walking off a cliff and wouldn't say nothing. When I'm meeting them, ain't none of them around. Keep that energy when you think that I'm down. Thank you.
Yes. So that was my week in Vegas. I think I'm all better put together now. Good, good. Anyway, that was my week in Vegas. I had a wonderful time. Shout out to everyone that was involved. Shout out to Burundi, Pratlow, and Associates for hooking a sister. Thank you. All right, so let's get into the music. It's been a journey, and it's not over. It's definitely not over. I just wanted to kind of look back and just do a review on the music and where I've come from and, you know, where I'm going and where I'm at right now and just how I have evolved during this music journey and decided to share with you guys and to be vulnerable because some of this stuff is like, we never put it out and it did come out and it was like, you know, but yeah, I want to share with you guys. And I've worked with so many producers. I'm going to do a little bit of a roll call. I'm not going to get everybody. I'm going to say that right now. So don't be feeling some kind of way because it just means that I'm going to get you again. I'm going to get you next time. Yeah, that's all that means. That don't mean that I forgot about you and you wasn't significant in my life. It just means I'm going to get you next time. Okay. So we're going to do a little roll call here. And I'm going to try to go in order. I don't know. I don't think you guys know the order. I don't even think the producers know the order of which I worked with them. So don't get mad. Anyway, first Microwave, Damon and Joe, Aaron, Baby Boy for Baby Boy, Skills, Raw Tracks, Kevin Gardner, KG Baby, Curve, rest in peace, Kevin Randolph, Verdell, Sean Penn for the exclusives, Fireman, Devin Air, and Malik Youssef. Now, I'm sure there's more producers, but that's what I have so far. These songs from this album I completed in 2003, and it was like 21 songs on that joint. I was like, but I was creating. I couldn't stop. I'm like, okay, let's put that song on the album. Okay, let's do that one. So that's what that was. So, you know, let's get into it. I want to play. Oh, so this song right here is called "Let Me." One of my first songs. This was a single. And this one was produced by Raw Tracks and co-written by Tony Tone from Raw Tracks. He wrote the hook. And, yeah, and we went from there. And it's called Let Me Up. Oh, and I'm rapping on it. Don't laugh. I'm rapping on this song, too. And it was like one of my – anyway, let's play the song without further ado. Let Me Up.
You have now entered into another Raw Track situation where you can feel free to kick it. And please, enjoy your stay.
If I had a temporary time, you turn your back on me, I can have everything that you took from me. Be a nerdy drag on me and make my name dirty. All I could do was be there for you. What should I do? And even when I try to come correct, I got no respect for you. I regret I met you. Were you ever gonna let me up? You put me down every time I come around. Why you always have to be that way? Only I'm a hey, nothing changed. And it's a damn shame. We're never gonna let me go.
You never gonna
keep
let me
down every time I come
every
around.
Time I come around.
Why you always have to be that way? Only I'm a hey, nothing changed. And it's a damn shame. Now first you started with all the love in that I could handle that. You were such a man. You were there for me, crystal and everything. Champagne and diamond rings. Thought you really loved and kept for me. So what you want me to do then? Do you want me to play the fool then? I lay on my back, thought I couldn't pick up my slack. But I got too much I gotta do. So I'm gonna lay down this track. And there are all the girls by you. Wanna ride, wanna get high, why you got girls on the side? Bye, bye, bye. You come home, you know you're wrong, but telling me all those lies, lies, lies.
Always come.
watch it go and have to see that way. Honey, I'm saying nothing's changed, and it's a damn shame.
Wanna ride, wanna get high, why you got girls on the side? Why? When you come home, well, you know you're wrong, but telling me all those lies, why? Lies. Wanna ride, wanna get high. Why you got girls on the side? Why? When you come home, boy, you know you're wrong for telling me all those lies. Why? Lies.
From the first, this is all first of me, you guys. All first of me.
Mom, where can I go to
this one is called Single Mothers. This was the name of that album from the songs that we were just playing.
You know what? It's time for
start it over, Tony, because I'm talking over it.
Good night.
Anyway, this song is Single Mothers. This was the title cut of the album. Start that over.
Mom, I want to go outside. Mom, where can I go to the studio? If I can't go outside, can I at least go out to Tina?
How come I get to go to bed?
You know what? It's time for all of y'all to go to bed. Good night.
It's a weekend.
Go to bed.
I don't want to go to bed. It's a weekend.
I want
to
give
me
the story.
Mom, can you
this sing? Is not for you. This is my soul.
No.
They say that we can't do it. Don't even try to pursue it. And it's gonna be harder since we've had our son and daughter. I say, hold on to your dreams and be inspired. Lift your head to the sky, send it up higher and higher.
It's gonna be alright, mother. Oh yeah, it's gonna be alright after a while.
Just keep holding on to your child,
and your hope's gonna be alright, mother. It's gonna be alright after a while.
No. Sometimes we feel neglected. We're working on 9 to 5 for a 12 to 9. Trying to survive. But I think I'm going to your dream. Even when you're tired, you lift your head to the sky.
I was going to say, what?
I'm you and you by candlelight.
Pass me.
And your body looks so smooth.
This was my answer to Tupac's Run the Streets with Thug. Run the Streets with Thug.
And you say
this is
that
my answer.
Tonight. We're giving him peace, baby.
Tupac too, just like the rest of y'all.
You get me tripping off the things you say. Trying to get me in the mood, yeah. And now that we come this far, what's a girl to do? I don't know, baby. And I know you won't tell me, you won't tell me, just me, after all my love.
Down Memory Lane. The name of that album was called Dreams of a Single Mother. Yep. Created that thing. So I don't see any writing, so don't see any chatters. No chatters. We can go past that then. Okay. So yeah, that was the first, that was songs from the first album that I put out, Raw Tracks, with Tony Tone and AB. They produced and composed a lot of that music, and written by yours truly, the songstress. And, you know, shout out to you guys. I recorded a lot of that at Kevin Gardner's studio, KG Baby in Seattle. And yeah, that was the beginning, was where it all started for me. Okay. And then we move on to the next album. I put this one out in 2010. And this album was called How I Feel. Mm-hmm. See, I still got some of the CDs. See, this is when you order. Where did we order these from? It wasn't CD Baby. Where do we order? I forgot what manufacturer we went through, but we ordered like a lot, right? And I sold as many as I could. But anyway, this is How I Feel by Amira the Songstress, of course. And I think you can still find this on Amazon. But if not, come on up to the station. I still sell them for $10, baby. Anyway, let's get into that How I Feel. Let's play that video. We have that video, right? We don't have the How I Feel little video. It's the one with Obama, right? Okay, yeah, it's not a music video with me in it, but it was. This song is How I Feel is kind of like one of these timeless pieces. I actually sang it when we were doing the Promote the Vote shows that we did last year. before the election. And it's a timeless piece. It just speaks to the times, and it's applicable every time I look up. This song in 2003. No. I'm sorry. I wrote this song in 2006 and finished it in 2007 and probably put it out in 2010. Yeah, that's just how stuff goes. Put it out in 2010. And it's just, again, it's a timeless piece. It talks about how I feel about the state of the world, the state of our community, and just, you know, from a spiritual standpoint. And it just fits. It fits. So a friend of mine had did a little homage video to Obama's campaign trail, and, you know, the fact that he was, you know, just making his way through the campaign, and, you know, he was destined to win. So we put a little homage video together for Obama, and it goes to my song, How I Feel. So let's play that. No, we don't have it. Okay. All right. Do we have the song, How I Feel? Can we play the song? Can we play the song? Now, if we can't go straight from YouTube. Can you go straight from YouTube? Okay. Actually, Tony, I'm going to pull it up, and I'm going to send it to you. And we'll just do it that way, and it'll be no worries. You guys, it's just one of those days that a girl goes through. By Ira the Songstress. And, you know, it's just one of those days. That's all it is. We have them sometimes, you know? Okay. That's it, but let me share the video with you. To your text message, right? Okay. And we're going to get this show on the road. I promise you guys. I promise we're going to be better next week. I promise it. But let's look on the right side. My makeup is beat, honey. Oh, my God. Dina. Shout out to Dina. She beat this face, honey. Yes, she did. Couldn't get the hair done today. Hair didn't get done today. But I washed it before I came to the show. And Dina told me, well, girl, you know, it kind of looked good just being like bedhead. It kind of looked good being wild like that. I like it wild a little bit. What y'all think? Because, you know, usually it's, you know, flat iron and curled and shiny. I think we still got the shine. But how wild the bedhead look, right? One time, like when I was like young, because y'all thought I was going to say the age. Anyway, one time when I was young, right, and I was like working at a casino. And I was like working, I was the hostess. And then I had, you know, a homegirl, which was kind of more like my mentor because she's a little older than me. And she was a cocktail waitress. And, you know, she was a bad bitch. She was a bad bitch. So she was giving me lessons on how to be a bad bitch. And she was like, Nita, let me just tell you, men, they love hair. I'm like, what? They love hair. And they love wild hair. Well, do men love wild hair? Yeah. She said, look, when you wake up and your hair be all wild, and your hair got wild, but you was in bed, you know, either way go. Men love wild hair. And so the more teased, and she said, I have to put curls in my hair, then I tease it real crazy and wild because men love wild hair. She said, so the wilder your hair is, long and wild, men love that. Like, you know, bad bitch status. So that's what she told me. So, you know, but we be like, you know, we be flat ironing until it's straight, bone straight. We be curling it until it's perfect, you know, shiny. But all this time, y'all like men just like real wild hair on a woman. I don't know. Y'all chime in and let me know. Y'all like wild hair. Anyway, so Dina today, my makeup artist, she's like, just wear wild, girl. Just bedhead. So that's what I'm doing today because I have no choice. But, you know, y'all let me know. We ready with that video? Music? Huh? Yeah. Now, one thing I know how to do is run my mouth. And so I thought I was running my mouth low for them to get this video over here together. In a minute, I'm going to start throwing a lot of people under the bus. It's saying your default speaker. Okay. In a minute, I'm going to start just tossing folks under the bus. I'm about to do it in about 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What else do we have? No chatters. Y'all not talking to me today? What's up? Our Instagram. Hello. IG. Thank you. Who? Queen. Hi. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, why somebody talking? See, Rodney, I can always count on you, Rodney Cruz. I can always. Good evening. Good evening, Rodney. Thank you for talking. Ask some questions, Rodney. Ask some questions. Say something. Ed Baker, thank you. He says congratulations. Thank you. Avery, Germany. So where are you now? Where are you at now? They don't make cars with CD players anymore, right? He was like, I love your sound. Okay. Where I am now, I'm in Los Angeles. And I have a lot of music to play for you guys because we're getting to that time where I play some of my newer stuff. I'm running out of time, but I was going to play like a lot of – I was going to play first project, the second project, and then like the fourth project, and then the project now. So that was a lot of music. It would cover this whole 2 hours. But since, number one, we got a late start, and number two, we're still not ready because we're ghetto as hell over here, I'm going to have to skip some things. But – Avery, I'm in Los Angeles, and as far as where I am now, I'm with Malik Youssef, baby, and Sean Penn with the Exclusives, baby. I'm with the 6-time Grammy Award-winning Malik Youssef, baby, and Sean Penn, the charting and platinum-selling producer from the Exclusives. And, yeah, we're getting it in. That's where I'm at now. And, yeah, they don't make CD players anymore in cars, but you can still buy it. It's a novelty at this point. This is, like, history, like, what do you call this? Vintage. This is vintage now. This is vintage. Yes. Vintage of You're the Songstress. It's off Amazon, so you can download it. And thank you. Thank you, Avery. All right. So are we ready for that How I Feel video? All right. Without further ado, the title cut of the second project that I put out, How I Feel. Play it, Tony.
We began the journey in Council Bluffs. There is work to be done. The state of our economy calls for action, bold and swift, and we will act, not only to create new jobs, but to lay a new foundation for growth. We will build the roads and bridges, the electric grids and digital lines to feed our commerce and bind us together. We will restore science to its rightful place.
As I look around, I see destruction in the family. Not the way it's supposed to be.
Firefight, they killed Osama bin Laden and took custody of his body.
Oh, it makes my heart weary. Oh, I don't know why.
Next is called Satisfied, which is from the same album of How I Feel. Can they see me? Same album, How I Feel. This one is called Satisfied. Let's just give them a little quick snippet of that, and then we'll go to the relax video. Let's play Name That Tune. All right. No regrets. Okay, I'll give y'all the name of it. I'll give y'all the name of it. Let me fix my crown, baby, like dominoes. Yeah, it's going down. My feet off the ground, elevated. You feel my soul when you hear my sound. And I don't know why you're like a red light that don't ever change. And you should know why I'm merging to the other lane. I'm getting close. I'm up next. No regrets. Making hits as a replay. I'm getting close. Don't take a second to second guess. Vibing high, you know I'm late. I'm getting close. I'm up next. No regrets. Making history's a replay. I'm getting close. Don't take a second to second guess. Vibing high, so you know I'm late. Ooh. Okay. What's next? Next would have been, let's see, would have been next. Relax. I have a song called Relax. We would have played that Relax video, so we're just going to sing it. Coming in from the fast lane, walking to my solitude, step inside my quiet place. I'm ready to take the stress off now, get rid of my attitude. Trying to put myself in a different mood. Getting ready to lay my burdens down. You have that video or you just have that song? To turn the world up now. Okay, so I gave you guys a nice introduction to Relax. We had the video, but we don't have it now. So let's play Relax, you guys, off the How I Feel album. Oh, wow. Yeah, we're going to...
forget about my problems. Yeah, I count it all joy. Yeah, I count it all joy. When all the electronics mess up, when my feed is not running and I'm not streaming no more, I caught it all joy. Oh, I still got my voice. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Mother. Thank you, Spirit. Count it all. Count it all. Count it joy. Joy, joy. Yeah, yeah. It's all gonna be alright. Yeah. Oh, it's all gonna be alright.
All right, you can save it up. Where are we on Blog Talk? We'll be on Blog Talk right now. All right. Hey, Blog Talk world. Hello, hello, hello. How are you guys? How are you? We got another song for them.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So where are we at? We're at the 7 o'clock hour. Mm-hmm. Are we – am I on there? Can they see me?
Yes.
I just can't see me, but they can see me. Okay. So we are back. Blog Talk, you guys got a little bit of a vocal performance, a little bit of a performance. Let's go all the way down to the 7 o'clock hour. Okay, any more chatters? Chatters, no more chatters. Okay. Let's go into, there is, I kind of went into the whole spiritual, inspirational portion of my career where I wanted to give thanks and give homage and, you know, just praise. And so that's what I did. I went into that. So Kevin Randolph was instrumental in this portion of my career, as well as Devonair, and they laced me with two bops. And, you know, all about praising, all about being being in love with God, being in love with spirit. That's what it was about. And so we do have dance, right? We can do dance. We can play dance. Let's play dance. Let's play dance. This one is by Devonair.
Got me feeling all good in the inside. You know you're more than just a friend of mine.
This is mine.
Got me telling my friends can't live without you. Everything I do, I think about you. I'm so excited. I just can't hide it. Your love's so good. I can't stop praising you.
Right about now, Tony. You should really let me light up a joint.
You should really make an exception today.
We just call it even.
It's a window right there that can open, right?
Call it even.
Checking in every day just to see about me. Enemy try to hate, but you won't let them around me. Your love is so good. Everything you say, you do. I'm so excited. I just can't hide it. Your love's so good. I can't stop praising you. Dance, when I hear your name, dance. Anytime we play, dance. No matter what I do, I've got to praise you. Amazing, so amazing,
Yes, that was Dance, produced by Devonair Rhyme, baby, for the gospel, for the good Lord. All right, and then Kevin Randolph stepped in and was like, let me lace you up with a little something. Let me lace you up with some inspirational music that's also a bop. And this one is called I'm Good. Let's play that. Ooh, let that one bop. Let that come.
So you think I made it on my own? You think I showed up all alone? Can't you be a success in the thing? Carry, carry me today. Make my feet a solid ground. Turn my troubles around. Now that I can finally stand, I just move at my father's command. I pushed the work and I'm good. I gave it up and I'm good. Told them what I'm and I'm good. Sent my praises out and I'm good. And I'm good. I gave it up, and I'm good. Yeah, yeah. What I want, and I'm good. Send my praises up, and I'm good. Oh, you think you and I need? From our troubles, you don't see.
Okay. Wait, just keep it going, Johnny. Okay. That was. It's called I'm Good. It's kind of good. So you guys can actually get those. Now, I didn't like put them out in an official capacity, but they are on SoundCloud. And one is called Dance. You know, you want to dance, sing, praise the Lord. That's what it's all about. And then the other one is called I'm Good. I'm good. I'm so good. I'm good, y'all. I'm just good. Yep. I put them first and I'm good. Put spirit first and I'm good. So that's what that was. So shout out to Kevin Randolph and Devonair Rhymes for giving me those inspirational bops, baby. That's what we call them, inspirational bops. All right, moving right along. Let me see how I'm doing on time. You know what? Yeah, it's 7. Okay, you ain't turn your clock up. That's what happened. You didn't turn your clock up. Okay. Yeah. You know, it was an inspirational project. Why did I go there? Why did I go there? Wanted to, felt a need to, wanted to get it. I don't want to say get it out of my system, but I wanted to express myself in a very dedicated way, very intentional. And, you know, a lot of my music, I'm talking about love and spirit to me, which is one of the same. God is love. Love is God. Love is God. God is love. You know, we are all connected through the love of God. So a lot of my songs speak to that, you know, whether it's talking about a relationship or a situation, it's all relatable. It's all relative back to spirit and creation and the way we live. And so, but I wanted to do something that was very specific, very intentional to praise God. And so that's what I did. And I think Kevin Randolph did like 4 songs for me. And then Devonair, I think he did 2 or 3 songs for me to include This Too Shall Pass. He actually remade This Too Shall Pass for me because This Too Shall Pass was originally on this album. But I just wanted to do it again because I actually sang it at my mother-in-law's funeral. And then I sang it at my mom's bedside while she was passing away. My mother-in-law's favorite song by me, and it was also my mom's favorite song by me, called This Too Shall Pass. We don't happen to have This Too Shall Pass somewhere, do we? Because that would be great if we had This Too Shall Pass. Let me just play a little snippet of that song. Okay. Does Tony have it? Tony doesn't have it, huh? Tony doesn't have it. Probably can't be played. Okay, so let's go on. Okay. Then I got into, I actually ran back into, this was like, 2012, 13 maybe. I ran back into, I think it was 2012. I ran into my first producer ever, which is Michael Wave. You guys seen him. I've had him on the show a few times, and I actually did a full-on interview with him. You know him. You know him from many things and many projects. One was his hit single, Instant Replay, way back in the day. But, you know him from Cali Swag District as far as producing that project for them. You know him from Twista. You know him from his own funk albums. You know him. And you also know him for putting Cherry Bomb together, my first group. And so we ran back into each other after many years, and we got together and we did a few songs. So, we didn't put them out, you know, because we got to get them right and make sure they're finished and mixed and mastered well. But here's some of the work that we did together. Do we have that microwave medley? We got that? Okay, let's run that. Short little medley. We worked on a song called I'm a Winner, Your Way, and Get Your Life. And, you know, more come from Michael Way. Thank you so much for your contribution into my career. You know what? We do have the This Too Shall Pass. We just have the music, right, for that, This Too Shall Pass. Go on and play that, because I do believe that this will pass. This shit is going to get better. This Too Shall Pass. Thank you.
Will you think you're down for the count? You think you've been defeated, and all your blessings have passed you by. Just like the rest, the sun will shine another day. Don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing. Trouble in the world is pain. And everything will change. I am here tonight to show you something to make you question your purpose. I'll see the light can pass your face. God will never throw you away. I knew this man angel. He thought his life was over. His health, his wealth, and his children were gone. But he would die all alone. The sweet restored of tenfold.
Right. This too shall pass. You know, art imitating life, life imitating art. I mean, whichever way, it's all relative. This too shall pass. This too shall pass. This too shall pass. So you think you're down for the count. You think you've been defeated. And all your blessings have passed you by. But just like the rain, the sun will shine another day. I'm telling you, this too shall pass. This too shall pass. This too shall pass. This too shall pass. Yep, that was that one. I had to say that to Spirit just a few more times, just in case y'all didn't hear me around here. Spirit, you're going to take it easy on me because I am on air. Okay. Where are we? It is 7:16. All right. So, yeah, that was my inspirational project mixed with the microwave medley. Again, we worked on some songs. Thank you so much. Chatters, anybody, anything to say? Okay, we're going to move on. Do we happen to have the Can't Hide video? Oh, we do. All right. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay.
These men around here, they don't want nothing but a freak in the bed.
Girl, don't get her started.
She has a point.
You know, I mean, but if you find the right one, you know, find a deeper connection. Deep connection.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Don't put it on my
I'm so consumed. What a rush standing here. I feel your energy. No one told me before about this energy. And I can't hide. No.
Can't hide, no.
Can't hide from the truth.
Can't hide, no.
I can't hide, no.
Can't hide, no.
That worked out. So that was the introduction into the, what project is that by now? That's like the fourth project. Hold on. We started with single mothers. Then we kind of perused into the How I Feel a project, which is also on Amazon. You can still get it. Or you can grab a CD from me. I mean, I'm just saying. Vintage. It's memorabilia. Or something. What is it? Memorabilia? Yeah, there we go. How I Film album. We went into that. We, you know, you guys didn't get to hear everything that was on that album, but again, you can go to Amazon and still grab it. And now we went from there to my inspirational project, which was only on released on SoundCloud. It wasn't even officially released. It's just put on SoundCloud. So have a few songs on there. Any of you guys that were interested in listening to the inspiration music that I did, and then we went to the microwave medley. You can find a couple of those songs on SoundCloud as well, but the project was never really put out. But again, find some of those songs on SoundCloud, and we will be revamping some of them and doing some of them and putting some of those out as well. And now we're into the 2016-2017 era of Amira the Songster, starting with Can't Hide. I really enjoyed doing that song. It's definitely a love song, but it's also a very inspirational song as well. Just love, connection, you know, just energy and, you know, it's a true song. It's all about love and undeniable connection, you know, which is also spirit as well. So it's all relative. Can't Hide. I love that song. That song, you know, let me go on tour. That song, you know, hit the radio stations. That song did good. It still does good. It's one of those R&B 90s, you know, just old school. Just, I don't know, like my favorite music to sing. Shout out to Verdell. He played several instruments and produced and composed the track for that, the composition. Shout out to me for writing the song, and shout out to Jay Ali for producing and I'm sorry for mixing and mastering and actually doing some production on the track as well. And shout out to Sean for vocal producing, you know, on the track to just take it to that next level. So thank you. And yeah, we're into this project now. I recorded that in 2016, put it out in 2017, and now into all of the songs that you can find on any platform that you would like to listen on. There's 8 songs currently out right now. There are 8 singles, and we're going to take you through that journey right now. Starting with Type of Girl. Ready? So, picture a type of girl you can put up there.
I know your type, you're the type that flies, and everything is good inside your world. I know your type, electrifies the sky, and everybody wants to be that girl. You're just a type to lead the class with grace and style. Girl, you got swag. They never took the time to really see you. Girl, you know you play against the rules. But when you fall in, everyone wins. Everyone wins. You're that type of girl. Let me fix my crown, baby. Like dominoes, yeah, it's going down. My feet on the ground, elevated. You feel my soul when you hear my sound. And I don't know why you, like a red light that don't ever change. And you should know why I'm merging to the other lane. I'm getting close, I'm up next. No regrets, making hits is a replay. I'm getting close, don't take a second. Second guess, smile high so you know I'm playing. Oh, yeah. I'm getting close, I'm up next. No regrets, making hits is a replay. I'm getting close. Second, riding high so you know I'm bad. No regrets, no regrets, no regrets. Oh, I'm so happy, baby. Yeah, I'm turned on and tuned into that frequency. Bring love and light and healing in my energy. Hear it makes difference in these minor melodies. And I don't know why you're familiar faces and strange pieces. They don't ever change. You should know why I'm merged into the other lane. If you love me, I'ma love you back. If you love me, let me love you back. If you love me, I'ma love you back. You want the feeling, you know where it's at. Give it to me, I'll give it right back. Silly of me, I know you like that. Tell me, I'ma love you back. If you love me, let me love you back. I'm the type of woman that see right through your pettiness. Your bank account and your car and your gold chain so irrelevant. Just be straight out with me and I'll be bowed down for you. It's a two-way street. You see me and I see you. Let me love you more.
Thank you. Okay, I think that was all except one that didn't play with Suitcase. So really want you guys to hear that. You can hear all those songs right now on any platform that you want to listen on. You had Type of Girl, No Regrets, Love You Back, and then we're missing Suitcase. Maybe we'll get that before we're off of air tonight. But yeah. And then I put you on. Really is I put you on. I put you on. I put you on, baby. Okay, well, I want to discuss this project a little bit. You guys, I hope you guys call in and or chat it up with me. You can chat it up with me live as well. You know, Facebook it or Twitter it or YouTube it. So are we taking tests over there or no? Okay. So, all right. Tony, you have a question. You said you had a question for me.
I do. And that, you know, because it's fun to see an artist develop.
Yes.
But once you get to, you know, how many albums have you done?
Gosh,
Five, let's see.
What was it? It was the Single Mothers. It was the How I Feel. Then it was the Inspirational Project. So that's three, right?
Right.
And then we did the Microwave Medley. So, I mean.
Technically,
that was because him and I did four songs together. So that would have been an EP. So that's still something. That's four, right?
That's four, yeah.
Four. And then this project we just got into, that's five. And then the new one.
Oh, wow.
So we haven't even got into the new one yet.
That's great.
The latest one. So what's that, six?
That's six.
Jeez. I've been running around here since I had three projects.
Well, you need to bump that one up.
Times two,
yeah. Well, my question, though, is as an artist, when you go back and listen to your previous, because, you know, when you finish one,
yeah,
you perform it and you move on to
yeah,
the next. And when you're performing in front of an audience, it may not actually, like, resonate. But when you go back and listen to something like this, or just go back and listen to when you began, does it bring back any type of emotions, or does it put you back in a place of when you created it from the first time? Mm-hmm. And then the other question is, how have you seen yourself develop as an artist?
Okay.
Through all, I mean, that's a few years.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Well, definitely it brings back nostalgia emotions, like the one with the, that you can hear the kids on, that you, you know.
I saw you get, yeah.
Because I just remember at that time, it felt so hard trying to record because they kept playing in studio. And
Like kids do.
And so I brought them in, you know, the booth to, you know, sing background,
right,
to rap, to do interludes. And it worked out. And I didn't know that it was going to be a part of history when I was doing it. I was just trying to find a way to, get, you know, finish the album and entertain the kids all at the same time.
Right.
But, yeah, when I hear them as babies and how innocent.
And now they're all adults.
Yeah, just like the way they sound, you know, is like so little and so cute and so innocent. And I probably thought at that time it was like, you know, the hardest thing in the world trying to get through the, you know, but
you got
it's a moment. It was a moment,
yeah,
you know.
I heard it with everybody at the moment.
So. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, it definitely brings back memories and emotions. And then as far as developing, that's exactly what I listen to. There has been many times where I'm so disappointed in a song. It just didn't come out the way I heard it. Like that note just didn't sound right.
Right.
The mix on it was jacked up. You know, just I had so many, you know, problems with myself, you know, talent wise. I'm like, you know, beating myself up and just listening like, oh, I wish that would have happened this way. And it just, you know, frozen in time the wrong way is how I used to, you know.
But it's probably right about now that I can go back and listen and actually honestly appreciate every step of the way. It makes me laugh and smile how small my voice used to be, right, or would sound on some things, and then it gets, you know, then it's big, and I start understanding, okay, that's what a dynamic singer, that's what it means to be a dynamic singer. Like, instead of just taking everything like it's a bad thing, like, right, you know, oh, I don't like when my voice does that or whatever, when I had to realize it's your voice, though. It's yours. It's all yours. You know, it's unique. It's not going to sound like person.
Right,
and
right,
no matter how hard
right,
you try to make it sound like, you know, it's yours. And until you start loving that, you know, you're not going to get anywhere, because you're trying to fit and compartmentalize. You can't do that. You got to just be who you are and what God gave you to be, you know.
I think that's anything, you know. It's like, you know, they always say make it your own, because when you sing a song like Whitney or something, and you try to sing it exactly the same, you're not being true to who you are.
Authentically you.
Yeah.
And then to the people, like, even in the audience that judge you on that standard,
right,
like, how well do you sing someone else's song, or how well can you sound like,
right,
or can you hit that note like, you know, right, the first thing they say, oh, you listen to Whitney? Whitney, that's your girl? Oh, can you hit them notes like Whitney? Like, I can hit them like me.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I can, if you're saying the key of the note, yeah, I can, you know. A minor all damn day. I know how to do that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, what? But, but you know, it took me a minute to get there, though. It took me a minute. So now when I listen back and I hear the quote, now there's a smile on my face. And now, you know, even when you asked, you said, did you write all those songs? I said, well, I did. There are some collaborations later on in, you know, like more so now.
Right.
But, yeah, prior to that, I was writing, you know. And so, yeah, I did.
That's
I did
great.
That, you know.
No, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Because the songs are great.
Thank you.
Oh, because it takes a talent to hear it, put it on paper, play it on the instrument, and then sing to it, and then with the emotion that it deserves.
Yeah.
So, or a lot of people, like you said, they sing it.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've heard a lot of amazing singers.
Yes.
And you're like, man, they can sing, but there's no emotion behind it at all. So.
Yeah, it's very technical.
Very technical.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, for me, you know, people probably hate me for it, but like Christina Aguilera, she's so technically, at least back then, but there was not a lot of emotions in a lot of her songs for me.
Yeah.
Not saying it.
Oh, no. You get this, you know, and for a long time I was told I'm a very emotional singer, like a passionate singer. And again, like when you're talking about anything you create,
right,
you take everything back, take everything, like someone's trying to say something mean to you, you know, like, oh, you're a very emotional singer.
You're like,
you know, so,
well, thanks for answering that.
Yeah, now I appreciate it. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
Great question. Okay, so where are we now? So you heard Type of Girl, No Regrets, Love You Back, Suitcase, I Put You On. Type of Girl, I just wanted to give homage to women. And I just thought about the ultimate woman and, you know, how bright she must be, you know, for people to want to follow her, and, you know, for people to, you know, want to listen to her or want to be around her all the time. And I just kind of described, it was a few different women in my head when I wrote this song. And it's the first time I'm saying this out loud, but the first woman that was actually in my head was my friend Salita. A lot of people said I feel like I just wrote the song about myself because it describes me. And it does, but it also describes a lot of women in my life. So my friend Salita, she's been on before. She's obviously a singer, and she just has a way about her that, you know, just very calm in her demeanor, very calm in her spirit. And, you know, we women, especially singers, we can tend to, I don't want to stereotype, but, you know, some of us can tend to actually, you know, when we want to express ourselves, we really got to drive that point home. We really got to get our, you know, our point across. And typically, you know, we do it with, you know, a level of aggression, you know. And so Stelita, she just had a way of, or she has a way of talking to people and dealing with people without cutting them up, you know. She don't got to cut them up at all. But she can even, she can speak to them very sweet and very kind, you know.
How?
Yeah. How, whatever they're doing, whatever they're doing wrong. And so it's, you know, at first I thought she was like a little bit of a pushover, you know. I'm like, well, don't let no one take advantage of you, you know. And, but then when I saw how people are going to always come back to her, people are always going to want to be around her. They're always going to hire her. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, she deals with them with honey, you know? And so I said, that's a skill set, mm-hmm. you know? And so, but that was something that I wanted to develop, and I have some of it now, you know, I think I have a healthy balance, you right. know, but her, my mother, and some of my other friends and myself when I wrote that song. And it's the matriarch of the family. It's the superwoman. It's the black girl magic. It's the woman empowerment. It's right. the single mothers. It's the, we are the essence, you know? And, I love the particular line that I wrote. When you fall in, everyone wins. Mm. In other words, when you come through, you know, everything good happens. Mm. You know, whether your mom, you know what I mean, mom's home. You know, dinner is gonna start. You know, the whole house gets warmer. You know what I mean. Everything put in order. Boo boos get kissed and bandaged up, and mm-hmm. you know. When you're an entertainer, when you're a Beyonce and you know, it's your turn, hit the stage, everyone's about to have a winning experience. You know what I mean? So from mother to entertainer as a woman, when you walk, you know, when you're that woman that brightens the whole situation, you know, and, you know, levels up the whole situation just by your presence,
that's a gift.
Ooh, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So just talking about that was, you know, was what I wanted to do. So that's what Type of Girl is all about. No Regrets, kind of like I said, I was on the brink of, you guys, this is my theme song, No Regrets. It's my theme song to this show, 2020 Vision. Reason being, I was on the brink of it. I knew it. I knew I was up next. I knew I was about to win. And that sounds arrogant, but it is true. I knew it was time. I can feel it. I could feel it. And a part of that thing I told you I used to do where with my music, I would go back and nitpick myself to death about my growth and development. But once I got here and I got to the point of accepting myself, I decided that I didn't have any regrets about it. You know, it's me. You know, I stop apologizing for being me, you know. And so that's what No Regrets is all about.
That's great. That's a great song. Yeah. I'm loving it. It's a great song.
Yeah. Love You Back, which is a fun song. You know, I was probably it's, even though it's talking about love, I actually probably was upset. But but basically, I think I was trying to say in the song, if you show me love, I'll show you love, and you know my love is good, so stop tripping, basically. You know, we didn't play Suitcase. I was pissed on that one too, but y'all didn't hear that one. But I put you on. It was it's a love song, of course. It's definitely a love song, and I wanted to make it sexy and passionate. And that particular producer was to me, you know, you're very sexy. You're the only person I know that tries to subdue your sexiness. It's like, okay, what does that mean? And it was like, he said, but, you know, put that on the mic, put that into your song, you know? And so that was like the first song that I ever like really channeled all of this sexiness, like, you know, before everything was extra prim and proper with me. Like, it was like, I don't want to say the wrong thing. My children, I don't want them to think mom's a hoe, right? So, so I was, everything was, you know, I had to, you know, but this song was one of the first songs I got to live, you know, and just show that other, I'm a woman, you know, how y'all think y'all got here, you know, side of myself. And it was just a love song. And it was, you know, it put me in the mind of coming back together with my husband and just winning, you know, even though it's a love song, there's also another message in there. you know, I can't continue to say we'll be just fine. You know, we're going to get through this and we're going to win when we do. You know, why? Because you and me, you know. Like, you know, so it's a love song, but it's a little deeper message in there as well. So, yeah. So I've had fun with these songs. I have fun, and these songs are out. You can get them on Spotify. You can get them on iTunes, Pandora, wherever you want to listen. You can get all these songs. And I hope we have this video. Do we have the video, Real Woman? Do we have that? Please say we do. Because now we're actually getting into we're actually getting into the current project. I'm sorry, where is it?
I have it.
Okay. I just, yeah, there we go. Okay, we're getting into the current project. Do you have? No, but do you have the video?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Yes. Ready?
Wait. Oh. So we are getting into the current project. You guys hear me saying Malik Yusuf probably 20 times a month, and I'm probably being modest. But just very excited about working with this team, Malik Yusuf and his team, Burundi and Partlow and Associates. Just very excited about working with them. They have been able to take everything, all my music, all my musical styles, all of my ideas, all my thoughts, and help me put them in place and put them in perspective and help me reach each goal one by one. So I'm very thankful, very happy about them. And this is the moment that Malik Yusuf and I started working together, and we wrote a song together called Real Woman, and this was just the beginning of that time, and this was in 2017. Can we show that video?
Real woman, if you're looking for a real woman, then
an artist, is looking to make obviously a single, and this is kind of what I do best, because I'm coming up create singles for artists that I work with.
If you
Tony just told me this, the Grammys today, and I wouldn't be surprised. Oh, okay, so that's why. But doesn't explain this energy today with everything glitching. But I think it does explain it just a little bit too, because you know sometimes people can only hold enough space. Like, there's only so much space to hold. I'm gonna get deep, y'all. I'm gonna get so deep. I'm talking universe. I'm talking about in the universe. I'm talking about in the energy. I'm talking about in the dimensions. There's only so much space that can be held at a certain time. I mean, I'm not going to say that there's a limit in space, because there's not a limit in space, but sometimes bigger energies and bigger conglomerates want to hold a certain space, and that means everything else suffers, just like, you know, feeding somebody and feeding one person and not feeding the other, you know. Somebody's going to starve. So I'm starving today. Yeah, that would be me. Okay. So want to get into this project. This is the current project. And I want to name it Way Up. I still haven't named it yet. There's the first song, obviously, that you guys been hearing that we've been promoting is Everything. But the music, the album in itself, in its whole entirety, is a celebratorial Way Up. Let's go higher. Let's get high. Let's elevate. Let's grow together. Let's rise type of album. Everything about it is talking about
you know, taking it to that next level. And I haven't released the full EP yet, you guys, so, or LP, because it has a total of 8 songs on there. I haven't released the whole thing, but I do want to give you guys a few short snippets of it. You may have heard it in some of my advertising that when I put out on social media, you may have heard some of the songs, but I do want to just give you guys a sneak peek of, let's call it the Way Up. Okay, tell y'all what. I ain't named it yet. I want to say Way Up. Y'all tell me what we should name it. After y'all listen, what should we name this project? It could be everything. That would, okay. I want y'all to help. This is what's the fall so bad. I want you guys to help. So after we hear, starting with Kiss the Sky, after you guys hear this in its entirety, chime in and let me know. Hit it, Tony.
I can't wait too far to turn back now. Something in me telling me keep going. I was always taught I can't back down. Finish what I started's all I know. Got some people who've been doubting me since day one. They see me walking off a cliff and wouldn't say nothing. When I'm needing them, ain't none of them around. Keep that energy when you think that I'm down. When I'm way up, way up, way up. Keep that energy from my me. When I'm way up, way up, way up. This goes out to those who never gave up. Gotta try, try to kiss the sky. Fly with me, kick the sky with me. Fly with me, kick the sky. I don't use excuses, they tend to be useless. And often confused with you just being lazy instead of just doing what you gotta do. Some people who've been doubting me since day one. See me walking off a cliff and wouldn't say nothing. When I'm meeting them, ain't none of them around. Keep that energy when you think that I'm down. When I'm way up, way up.
Hey, hey, hey. Okay. That one was Way Up. I mean, actually, that one was Kiss the Sky. Sorry. And the next one we have is I Saw the Light. Okay, so that one was I Saw the Light, and the next one is called Free.
Living life, living proud, living free.
with you guys. A few snippets. This album is so fun. I had so much fun recording this album. Okay, the next one is called Higher. Message. Performing songs for you guys. Okay. And then the next one is called Hooked. Actually wanted to do it before that, so it wouldn't do it. Alrighty. That one was called Hooked. You got me hooked on you. And it's so plain to see. You can tell how I walk around like you're the only one I see. I would be such a fool if you don't feel it too. Ooh, boy, you got me tripping. Guess that's why I'm hooked on you. Hey! Alright. Then the next one is called Time Flies. Get out there so bad, y'all. Ooh-wee. Okay. And then this one is actually a remake, and it's just a homage to Chaka Khan and for her just, you know, giving us timeless, beautiful music that we celebrate all over the world. Everywhere I was, I kept hearing this song. And I really, and then there was, you know, Chaka Khan, and then there was different renditions of it. And I'm like, I want to do one too. So I did one. This one is Ain't Nobody. Teaser to everything. We have that. Okay. So you guys, this one is everything, and it is the single of the album. Yes. Produced by you know who, said with me, Malik Houston. No, I'm just playing. But you know, is this it's everything. It's been everything. And I'm so excited about it. I'm so excited about it. And I'm also so excited that the video, the full video will be out probably like mid-April. Yeah, we're taking our time with it because we want to get it right. We want to give you guys everything. And so that's what we're doing. And it's also a short film. So, you know, we got to really take our time with that. But it's coming, you guys, it's coming. And see, watch it. Don't keep asking me about it. And then when it comes, like I get like 5 views. That's so rude. Rude. You know, rushing me to put the material out so y'all can't watch it. Who does this? All right. So let's show the teaser everything.
The black woman is not one thing in one space at one time. She's everything in all spaces at all times.
All righty then. Okay. Well, that's it for today, you guys. We got through it. We're going to have to do this again. Maybe, you know, some of the songs was not meant to be heard today. That's how I take it. Maybe that, you know, was an interference in their airwaves. So the ones that we did hear, we're going to be thankful and grateful for. We're going to turn this frown into a smile. Yes, we are. And we're not going to dwell on the past, not when it's not good for us anyway. We remember it. So that won't repeat it, but we don't dwell there because we have to evolve. We know this. So I'd like to thank you guys for checking me out and listening to me one more time. I like the fact that you guys sat here and went through all of this with me. Even when the Grammys are playing, you know what? I don't know. I'm the only person in the world that decided to do a podcast about my music while the Grammys are on. Eric's. So shout out to the Grammys. Shout out to the Grammys. I will see you next year for sure, baby. Thank you guys that did chime in and was listening. Thank you guys for chiming in. I appreciate it. And, you know, it's been a journey, and I hope you guys enjoy this journey with me. And, you know, I only gave you guys a little piece of it, but I truly hope you enjoy it, because there is so much more to come. So much more to come. I want to, again, shout out the producers that has taken this ride with me. We had Microwave, Damon and Joe, Aaron for Baby Boys, Skills, Raw Tracks, Kevin Gardner, Curve, God rest his soul, Kevin Randolph, Dell, Sean Penn for the exclusive, Malik Youssef, Fireman, and Devin Nair. And I know I'm forgetting some people. Oh, yeah, I did Dre Knight. And I'm sure I'm forgetting some other people. Sorry, I don't mean anything by it. But love, life, and light to you all. And remember, stay focused.
A legendary fireman.
That I need, I'ma let you be, 'cause I'ma set you free.